Hands. My grandmother's hands are contoured, butt-like, small. Her fingers meet mine halfway when we overlie palms. The depressed ridges of her bones palpable as I trace the curve of her knuckles. I try to imagine how these hands must have felt the first time my grandfather held them. What patience must be weathered for two hands to keep holding onto each other. In the mint cool of the evening air, I tell my grandmother about a boy I think I love, of footsteps drafting shadows and scattering moonlight underneath. I say, he taught my heart to make space. I say, I'm afraid of loss. Her contoured, bird-like hands squeeze mine, and again I notice how small they are. There is an incoming rumble as we near the MRT station and lift our gazes. Carriages of light pass overhead, illuminated against the sanguine sky. Hands. My grandmother's hands are contoured, bird-like, small. Her fingers meet mine halfway when we overlie palms. The depressed ridges of her bones palpable as I trace the curve of her knuckles. I try to imagine how these hands must have felt the first time my grandfather held them. What patience must be weathered for two hands to keep holding onto each other. In the mint cool of the evening air, I tell my grandmother about a boy I think I love, of footsteps drafting shadows and scattering moonlight underneath. I say, he taught my heart to make space. I say, I'm afraid of loss. Her contoured, bird-like hands squeeze mine, and again I notice how small they are. There is an incoming rumble as we near the MRT station and lift our gazes. Carriages of light pass overhead, illuminated against the sanguine sky.